It's time for sports. I'm AC Adams for ECNN. Caleb Grill scored 22 points, including two free throws with 5 seconds remaining. Missouri stunned number 5 Florida 83-82 on Tuesday night to end the Gators' 16-game winning streak at home. Arkansas trimmed a 7-point deficit to 2 with 28 seconds left, but Jordan Sears sealed the win for LSU with two free throws with 21 seconds left for a 78-74 victory. Adu Thoreau and Jonas Adu each posted double-doubles with 13 points and 10 rebounds from Thoreau and 12 points and 10 rebounds from Adu. Boogie Fland had a game-high 19 points, including 15 in the second half. Then today, Missouri State will host Southern Illinois, the same team that beat them in overtime on Saturday in Carbondale, Illinois. The game tips off at 6 p.m. tonight at the Great Southern Bank Arena in Springfield. The Missouri State West Plains Grizzly basketball team is at home tonight with Jefferson College. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. at the Civic Center. In high school basketball Tuesday, the Alton Lady Comets beat Couch 55-26. Allie Willard led Alton with 23 points, and Miley Haney added 18. The Lady Comets are now 6-8 on the season. The Alton Comets rallied from 9 down in the second half to defeat Couch 68-61. Corbin Tharp led the Comets with 21 points. Dylan Larson had 19 to lead Couch. The West Plains Zizzer Boys defeated Poplar Bluff 67-57 Tuesday night to pick up their 6th win of the season. Clayton Robbins led 4 Zizzers in double figures with 19. Jared Kraft had 18. Jacob Moore had 11. And Josiah Long had 10. The Mayo Spring Bears won a thrilling conference game at Cotter last night, 51-50. The Bears were down 2 with a half second left when Aiden Matheny banked in a 3-pointer to give the Bears the victory. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears also got a win, beating Cotter 48-31. In other games on the boys' side, Summersville defeated Ellington 53-42. Mountain Grove defeated Licking 76-73. Forsyth defeated Ava 60-46. Highland defeated Pocahontas 53-40. Flippin defeated Salem, Arkansas 46-27. Izzard County put up 65 in their win against Marshall, who had 42. Melbourne defeated Mountain View, Arkansas, 61-33. Yellville Summit beat Cave City, 50-48 in a close one. Harrisburg defeated Hoxie, 55-43. Carlisle Ridge Academy beat Maynard, 67-57. Then on the girls' side, Maynard defeated Carlisle Ridge Academy, 48-18. Sloan Hendricks defeated Cedar Ridge, 61-30. Yellville Summit beat Cave City, 49-20. Salem, Arkansas got the victory over Flippin, 71-36. And Mountain Home beat Siloam Springs 59-34. Mountain View, Arkansas defeated Melbourne 62-42. In wrestling on Saturday, the West Plains Zizzers' Colton McGuire achieved an incredible milestone that few high school wrestlers reach. He earned his 100th career win. We want to wish him congratulations in your 100th career win. That's a big milestone in wrestling. And out of St. Louis in the NHL, Radek Faska scored the tie-breaking goal in the third period, and the St. Louis Blues beat the Calgary Flames 2-1 on Tuesday night. The clubs will meet again in St. Louis on Thursday night. In the NFL playoffs, several of the critical pieces with injury questions heading into the Kansas City Chiefs' first playoff game this season got positive signs on Tuesday. Kansas City listed defensive tackle Chris Jones and cornerback Jalen Watson as full participants. Jones injured his calf in the fourth quarter of the Kansas City's December 21st victory over Houston Texans in Week 16. Watson broke his ankle during Week 7 against the San Francisco 49ers. Defensive back Shamari Connor, who exited Kansas City's Week 18 game against the Denver Broncos with a shoulder injury, was listed as a full participant. The Chiefs host the Texans on Saturday. Kickoff is at 3:30. Pregame will start at 2 on K-Country 95. In more games on Saturday, Detroit is hosting Washington at 7 p.m. Then on Sunday, the Philadelphia Eagles host the Los Angeles Rams at 2 p.m. And Buffalo will host Baltimore at 5:30 p.m. That's your sports for ECNN. I'm AC Adams.